You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is inexplicably already hour number three. Time flies when you have fun. So sitting here in the studio, let me go over to the text messages real quick and just see a few of them. So the story, by the way, Boomer, the story about the middle school students that rebelled against the pride events at their school.
Yeah.
All right. That one's got some attention on the text lines. Tony from Piedmont says, surprising students in Massachusetts. I'm proud of them. All this stuff is just in your face to be antagonistic. I say open warfare at that point. So he's you and I both know that we would have been the ones dressing our kids in red, white, and blue and said, now, son, when they ask you, you say your pronouns are USA.
That's definitely what would happen.
Yeah. Just don't break nothing, son.
Right. You just keep your hands to yourself.
That's right. Stay out of detention. Okay. And keep your grades up. And oh, by the way, your pronouns are USA. We got any number. David from Madison, with regards to what I said earlier about gender-affirming care is not gender-affirming at all. He says there's no such thing as gender-affirming, only gender denial, which in itself is ridiculous, but also dangerous to young people. Great points, man. Raven from Russellville. Texted in, says, the American people, by and large, have lost their backbone and willingness to resist tyranny. Our founders went to war over a 1% tax on tea. Wake up, America. Oh, my brother Raven. All right. MJ from Athens, this is another reason the government should not be loaning money, talking about the student loans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Government should not be in the habit of loaning money.
No.
Never a good idea. Tax dollars used to float people who probably didn't need a loan to begin with. Hey, flip the cameras there, Boom. We have a visitor in the studio, a longtime member of the Alabama broadcasting community. My friend Jay Holland is in studio right now. Just walked in the door. Jay Bird, how you doing?
Well, Phil, I'm good. I really have. While I've not been on the air live every day for several years, I've kind of kept in touch and.
Yeah.
I still am on the air every day, all throughout the state, doing Yellowhammer News.
Yeah.
So,
and you spent a bunch of time on the board of the Alabama Public Television.
I did. I'm still on that board.
Are you?
Yeah. And we are making a lot of great changes and good things happening at APT. And it was.
I just talked to Todd Stacy today, who runs Capital Journal on APT.
Todd's been a great addition after we had to replace. Our longtime host,
Don Daly. Yeah, he's been down there forever.
Don's an old radio dog like me, and he adapted to TV very well. I did TV for a little bit, but I never liked reading a teleprompter.
All right, so you were on the radio. You had your own show. The first time I ever walked into a radio studio was yours.
Yeah.
And you had me on your show multiple times. You broadcasted out of the Gadsden area.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long did you do that?
I went on the air in the late 80s. I think it was like 88, 89. And me and Archie Wade.
Yeah.
Archie's still alive. He's in Southside. I keep up with him. And I always called him Archie Wade because he repeated himself a lot of times. And Archie was always a real good influence. He had a lot of good conservative backbone himself. But I got started at WGAD, and back then we had Limbaugh, we had TalkNet, it was called, from NBC.
Yeah.
Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
Oh, yeah,
and,
gosh.
Several of the old dogs, back in the day. And, of course, here in Gadsden, it was all union all the time.
Yeah.
And it was, we had the steel mill and we had the Goodyear plant, and those guys, they didn't like me, and for obvious reasons.
You were local conservative talk.
I was one radio station, and then I moved to the Big Wax just right down the street here. And
were you always morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Now, were you broadcasting on 9/11? Was that your show I was listening to when I heard about?
Yes. I had gone when Paul Harvey came on at 7:30, which was another just stalwart program.
Yeah.
Everybody listened to Paul Harvey, but when Paul Harvey came, when Paul came on, I was really sick. I was sick as a dog, and I'd already called Bill Seckbach. We called him Wild Bill.
Yes.
And while Bill took over the rest of my program, and he always, when he was filling in for me, he would always call himself K Holland, and and Bill was just a character. My producer at that time was a guy from Asheville, and Bill gave him the name Lowercase J because I was uppercase, yeah. So anyway, it's really a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, a lot of interesting, tough times at times, but most of the time it was good.
Well, and I remember, as I was about to say a minute ago, I was tuned into your show driving down the road on 9/11 when I heard somebody call in and they said, I don't know what's happening in New York. Something about a plane has hit one of the World Trade Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if it was you or Wild Bill on the air at the moment, but said, well, we'll check that out. And I'm thinking a Cessna got off, you know, somebody's single engine plane.
Which has happened before.
Yeah. And you think that makes more sense. And then I actually literally was driving to pick somebody up to give him a ride to work because he had called me and said he needed a ride. And I pulled up at his front door and he comes out and he goes, you got to come in and watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And I went inside, and I was standing there in his den when I saw the second plane hit the second tower. And
we knew then.
But I heard it first on your show. That's where I first heard it.
Well, radio has that immediacy, that intimacy, that you know, that really that television just can't replicate. And that's what I guess that's what really attracted me to radio to begin with, because I would listen to, well, the guy you've got doing your drops, Jeff Davis. He's an old friend of mine. He used to do nights at WLS in Chicago.
The voiceover we had a moment ago?
Yeah, that's Jeff Davis. I mean, I recognized him immediately. You know, he's just an old friend, and he's made a great living doing just voiceover work, just stuff like what he did for you. And
with a name like Jeff Davis doing voiceover in Alabama, that's always good.
Right. Yeah. But Jeff did WLS nights. And in those days, that was really, really big. I mean, you got a 50,000 watt clear channel radio station that can be heard halfway around the world. I mean, the WLS could be picked up in England. And it was just incredible. How far is it from Chicago to Miami? That's where that's the signal.
And what's interesting now is we run our show, so we're live over half the state, right? We're broadcasting through multiple AM and FMs around North Alabama.
Yeah.
And when the show is over, Boomer takes the show and he puts it out in podcast.
Yeah.
So people, we have a lot of folks that pick it up and they listen to it after the fact. And what's wild is you can see the demographics or the stats or geographics, I'm sorry, where the broadcast or the podcast is being picked up. Our second biggest audience has been California for the last year.
Isn't that crazy?
Did Florida finally beat California? Where are we right now? Like 150,000 downloads, and yet here we are broadcasting across North Alabama. We've got listeners like right now. We have one guy, Rayson from Hawaii, who listens live every day. Jeff from Indiana listens every day.
Unbelievable.
Steve from Tennessee. We got, you know, Jerome from Rome. We got all these people that listen. It's funny how technology has brought it into a new level. You and I are sitting here talking live on the air like we've done for years, but we're also streaming through the internet.
Yeah, it really freaks me out because as a longtime broadcaster, I never really counted on anything beyond my signal. You know, so I mean, terrestrial radio is, you know, is what got us to where we are today.
Yeah.
But even like on the Big Wax, it was 5,000 watts at 570. And in radio, the lower the frequency, the less power you need for the same distance. So it's really a, you've got a very defined area, you know, and that's, and throughout my career, that's who I really programmed for was, you know, and brought up local issues and issues that mattered in a, you know, in a 30-mile radius, you know. But now, heck, you could be talking to Pakistan, for goodness sake.
We probably are. Have you got the stats? What do you got? You got it up there?
Yeah, so California is still number two in total.
In total.
They're still number two, but Florida, Georgia are catching up.
Nice. What's our numbers? Are we at 150 yet?
Oh, we are at 150, yes.
Are we really?
We are at 150,000.
Hit some whoop-whoops on that. Give some applause. That's
there
good.
Go. Yeah.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What an honor. Yeah. That's 150,000 downloads. So I ain't lying when I said 150,000. There it was. That's
right
cool.
There.
All right, J-Bird, we got to run to a break.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that right now.
Boomer, very familiar.
I know you are. All right, we're in studio right now. A good friend of mine, Jay Holland, been on the broadcast side of things for many, many moons. What a pleasure to have you in studio with us, brother.
Thanks, man.
Going to jump right back into the Triple Dipper as soon as we get back. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, Boomer, the text messages that are coming in, and Raven from Russell says, Boomer, just for laughs, tell Phil. Like, he doesn't think I can see the text messages or something, I guess. Anyway, tell Phil I just found and bought two pairs of Cochran jump boots. Ask if he remembers trying to break them in. Those don't break in, brother. Those break you in. Cochran jump boots, though, but they will hold a spit shine, man. And Raven, just so you know, we used to always say, I mean, if you're going to do it right. Yeah, a toe shine's a no shine. A heel shine, that's a real shine. So if you're going to spit shine those jump boots, brother, oh, my goodness. Anyway, yeah, I just saw that, and I thought, first of all, how funny that he's telling you to tell me. I read the text messages. I'm going to wrap up this Fighting Back segment. I've got several more stories here that were right on the money. So I love the fact that what I'm seeing right now is that conservatives are getting kind of fed up. You're seeing the pushback. You know, we managed to take back by the slimmest of majorities, take back the House of Representatives. You're seeing pushback up there. You're seeing things like what we talked about earlier with these kids in a middle school that just went to school that day and said, we're not doing the pride thing. Our pronouns are USA, and they wore, you know, red, white, and blue. You're seeing moms going and speaking out at school boards. You're seeing all kinds of stuff. Then you're seeing stuff like this, like big tech has constantly been bullying people around over the last few years, and the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter has been a breath of fresh air in many ways. But then you got a story out of Fox News that came out today. Fox News, Georgia man sues Facebook and wins after the platform denied him access to his account and all of his personal photos. So, you know, some folks use their social media prolifically, and for some, it's a cloud-based thing. That's where they store all their photos. This guy woke up one morning, he says, and Facebook wouldn't let him in. He had no idea why. Didn't know if he'd done something wrong, but they couldn't tell him. And he says, I woke up on a Sunday morning. I tapped on my Facebook icon, and I was locked out. They made it clear I was banned. Just gave me the briefest snapshot saying I had violated some standards on child sexual exploitation. I don't know what they're talking about. So anyway, the bottom line is Facebook was non-responsive. Believe it or not, he went to court with them, and he won. And not only that, Facebook's legal team has been ordered to pay him $50,000 and restore his account. Well, that's called pushing back. But that's on the one hand, that's kind of low-level stuff. That's kind of like, okay, that's neat, but are we all going to sue Facebook? No. But then there's stuff like this, and this needs to happen. Story on PJ Media. PJ Media, DHS Secretary Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, is one step closer to impeachment. So Wednesday, Chairman Mark Green of the House Homeland Security Committee unveiled the preliminary results of an inquiry into Mayorkas' conduct. Folks, we got to push back on this. We don't even have a southern border right now. And I saw some of the amazing things the state of Texas is doing to try and secure its own borders because the federal government won't. And by the way, it's pretty innovative. You know, you've seen the things like where they're stacking up cargo containers and making a ad hoc wall. Good on them. They've activated their own National Guard and brought in multiple other states, including Alabama's National Guard, to assist. They just put, this is epic cool. They just started stringing water barriers that are like giant, I don't know what to call them, like giant, bigger than beach balls, and you can't climb over them because they spin. And so they're basically blocking the river. The fact that they have to do this, though, is because we have zero leadership at the Department of Homeland Security. And Secretary Mayorkas right now, Chairman Green says, there's no question that Secretary Mayorkas is the chief architect of the open borders policy that got us here. And it's crucial this committee fulfills its congressional oversight duties, leaving no stone unturned. And I'm telling you, we are looking at probably the first serious attempt at impeachment of a Biden official with Mayorkas. And rightfully so. Rightfully so.
When are they going to get the big guy?
Hang on a second. Jay's talking to me.
When are they going
to
get the big guy?
The big guy? I don't know. He's too busy counting his Ukrainian money. I'm not sure what's happening with the big guy. Bud Light. I'm sure you've seen the thing with Bud Light, Jay.
The commercial?
Yeah,
where they're trying to renew and...
No, the Dylan Mulvaney can where they put the transgender guy on the can.
I thought you were talking about the aftermath and they tried to make up and
the recoupment.
Yes. The Dylan Mulvaney thing is the blunder that just keeps on giving.
Well, Bud Light sales are now down 24%.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Unbelievable. So pushback. Here's an idea for pushback. Not only do you not have to condone it, you don't have to buy their crap.
Right.
So. That's what's happening. I mean, and it's so article here on Town Hall. It's been a rough few months for Anheuser-Busch and its Bud Light product line thanks to an entirely unforced error on the part of its leadership who thought it'd be a great idea to celebrate the one-year anniversary of biological male Dylan Mulvaney deciding he's a girl. And it goes on to say...
A nine-year-old girl, not just a girl.
He skips around like a nine-year-old girl, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so they're down 24% in sales. They used to be the top-selling beer in the nation, and now they are no longer. And it's because, I love the point they pointed out, it's an unforced error. They made the decision. Nobody made them do that.
Target, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, I'm having a hard time getting my head around that one.
That's
the rainbow-colored rocking chair on the front porch.
Yeah, North Face, Patagonia, all the... fashionista types and Ford. It's crazy.
I don't want to talk about Ford. I don't want to talk about Ford or Cracker Barrel. I'm in denial about Ford and Cracker Barrel. Last thing I will tell you, interesting thing, up in Detroit, and by the way, the entire city council of the community of Hamtramck, which is a city in the Detroit metro area, they're all Muslim. And, you know, if they were Christians, this would be a top-ranked news story. But Red State's got the fact that this Muslim community council all decided there will be no pride flags flying on any public facility in their community. And you know what? Ain't nobody can tell them otherwise. You know why? Because they're pushing back.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, we're going to break right now. Jay Bird, you hanging around a minute?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.